Hello to Top Service Company. How can I help you?
Yeah, is this Melody?
Yes.
Hi, Melody. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
You're the Sam, the first Sam that I was talking with, or
yes,
the second?
the first Sam,
Okay.
not the second
All right.
Sam.
Okay.
It's a little confusing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. He did tell me he spoke to you for a little while. I remember I transferred you over there. He's been here for a little bit longer, so he kind of gets a better picture. I've been trying to kind of go back and forth to the underwriting department here and just see if I could get you guys those pre-numbers you guys were looking for. Kind of working on it.
Yeah,
How's
but he really wanted me to submit my bank statement, our bank statement, but I'm really so sorry. I said I will just talk to my husband first until I do that.
Okay.
So because when it comes to security or whatever, he's in charge with that, so we will not
Of
have,
course.
You know, both of us have role in this, you know, in whatever. Yeah, he'll
Of course.
take care of this, I'll take care of this. So when it comes to that, I will just discuss. He's still out of town, so I am
I'm gonna
waiting
speak
for
to
him
him
to call.
first. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll talk to him, and we'll see how it goes. If he is okay, that I'll submit it, then I will, and then we'll go from there.
Sure,
Okay.
that sounds good. Yeah, definitely. The thing is, I was really just trying to help you guys out. I wouldn't give you guys a deal that wouldn't work. I mean, the thing is, if we couldn't get you the full amount, or if we couldn't get you a deal where you guys ended up saving more money or getting enough value for the money, I just don't think we would go through it. But at the point being, we won't be able to give you those ideas or those leads without having the application. And they tried to explain it to me a little bit. If we were to try to give you numbers now, they would just be guesses, kind of like shots in the dark and everything. So it kind of wouldn't be fair to you guys, because you might expect something, like we might say something that was too high or too low, and then when we look at the financials and everything, we'll get something that you completely don't expect. I was just kind of curious though, what was it that he was concerned about with the bank statements that he thinks might be leaked? Because I mean, we generally get hundreds of people's bank statements a day, just kind of flowing in and out and everything. We just kind of use it to evaluate how the business works or spent, but it doesn't get sent anywhere. It's all in a very secure.
Yeah, I really don't know much what he said, but he said don't send anything.
I understand.
Okay.
So
yeah,
here's
that's what.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, I did not.
Yeah, usually what they're worried about, like I feel like what Eric might be worried about, is that once you send in stuff that's considered an application, what people usually do, like a general bank or a nationwide bank, they would start running your credit histories, the business credit, your credit history. That kind of does
Yeah.
a little bit of damage in terms of your credit score. It might go down by 2 or 3 points. So that's the reason people usually don't apply. So the way we created our system here at the Bank of Cardiff is we won't run anything. We won't even test it. If you guys don't want us to run it whatsoever, we won't run it at all. We don't need to until you're ready to take the deal. But if we do run it, we would do a soft inquiry so it doesn't decrease your credit score, and we only go through one of the credit bureaus. It's just Experian. So that way it doesn't really go through everybody else. So what ends up happening is that we try to kind of make it minimal risk for clients to explore the idea. So if people like you who are coming in and just saying, oh, we just want to see what rates you have, or we just want to see what the possibilities are, then we ask for the very minimal paperwork. That was like the 6 months of banks, the one-page application, and the first page of the tax return. Once we get that stuff in together, we can kind of turn around and give you guys deals and everything, but it's all very superficial. Like, it's not, we don't get your private information, we don't get anything sensitive, there's nothing involving. So that's kind of been the thing. If Eric did have any of those concerns or anything, if you could tell him, we'd be happy to speak to him. I just kind of wanted to at least kind of explore our situation between you guys and us, and just see if we do have something that would fit. If there's a way where we can make it work, where you guys can be happy with it and we can give it to you, of course we'll offer everything we can. But if really we get the application and there's just nothing we can do, we would tell you that. I would be honest and just let you know, like, we couldn't get enough. We wouldn't. The thing is, I just can't do that without the full application. Apparently,
Sam was already kind of negative. he was kind of negative that he said that, okay, what's the gross sales? And I said, okay, make it conservative. We'll go to 200. And he said maybe it's not realistic to have 200 cash. Okay, and he asked me if, I said, what about 150? And he said he is not very sure about that, but for sure he can give me 30 or 50. Like every, and then after 6 months, another 50. And he said, definitely we can do that to you, like 30. So it's just like the company, like I told you before. They
Sure.
can give me that the same, like definitely for a 30, but I don't need 30. We have 30, you know.
That's right.
We
right.
don't have. So, anyway.
I understand. I guess what we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do on my end, is that once we get the application and everything, what I would do is, I guess, so we have maybe hundreds of different programs for all the different people. I kind of explained this to you a little bit. And then we have credit tiers A through D. So people that are very reliable would be kind of the A credit tier. People with like previous bankruptcies and stuff would be the D. So from what we've gathered on your business, you guys are our A tier credit program. And that kind of opens the door for us to do a little bit more. So I think what he was trying to do when I spoke to him is he said that, yeah, usually we can unlock, it's like 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as just cash. But if there's a way for us to go through the crediting department and just let them know you guys are investing in a real estate property, you guys wanted a building, and it was based on what you guys had with your business currently at the $200,000, what we could try to do is generate consecutive deals in a row where we can get you the cash you need, even if it was $150 or $200, and just make it in a way where that your interest is not equal to the current rent or anything. It's just, at the end of the day, it has to make sense for the business. That's the only way it'll work. For any of us, like the only way you guys will take any deal for us is if it works for you, you guys are happy with the value that you're getting. So I guess what we were trying to do is just basically like, crash course
like
all the numbers.
It's the same as what we're paying this time. That's true. You're right about that.
Yes.
And that means that includes the interest or what? Just the principal or the interest?
I wanted it to include the interest. That's the thing. I wanted it to include the interest so that although you guys see no change in your financials, you're paying the same amount of money, you're not wasting it just throwing it away at rent, just giving it to someone else to borrow the building. You're going to own the building one day. So it's it's an investment, not just a rent. Exactly.
Okay. So, yeah, I am, I will just wait for my husband to make that decision to send it because I can understand your point. I mean, I don't know because, you know, my husband works at night.
Yes.
And in the morning when we just talk about the business. And when we talk about it, we didn't talk about it longer. I just said, because he can see the emails I have on Outlook. He can see my emails. I can see his email. I said, whom did you talk with here? It seems you were talking to this guy. And I said, yeah, it's about, you know, the car deals. Did you send any document? I said, no. Okay, don't send. So that's all. And I said, and I don't know what is his reason. But he told me he is talking with some lending companies too. But I did say something like, but he says he can compete with the price of the bank, the interest of the bank. Oh, I don't know. They are killer interest. So that's what he said. So I was not able to discuss it further with him, unfortunately, Sam, because he works at night and in the morning.
I understand.
About the business. Sure. And sometimes we don't even discuss personal stuff. You know, we're married, but...
But it's a busy life. I understand completely.
It's life.
Yes.
Sometimes I even ask, you're my husband or I'm your secretary, you know?
you were telling us you didn't want to get fired there. That was...
So, when he comes home, then I will be eating, you know, he will eat, and that's the time we discuss some personal stuff.
Sure.
So sometimes I even discuss it because it exhausts him.
Sure.
I will wait for the right time, and I will let you know, because the truth is, I am really interested if you're telling me that. I was thinking about it, you know, like what you said.
Right.
If the price, that's what we are thinking too. We're going to get something, a property with a shop, but something like a shop. But as much as possible, we want not to exceed the money that we're paying for the rent and for the house too, as much as possible, it will not be too much higher than that.
Exactly.
If you're telling me that, then that's good.
That's what I was trying to do. And even if it's a little bit higher, maybe like 100 or 200, as long as you guys discuss it and you feel happy or comfortable saying like, okay, we'll pay an extra 200 or 300 because we're going to own this building. As long as you're happy with that, that's what will make us happy. But of course, we'll always try to do what makes sense for the business. Like that's always the first priority. If we can't do that, we would tell you. And of course, I understand Eric's concern. I mean, think about it from his perspective. There's just people calling on the phones. They want like bank statements and everything else. You can't just give it to everybody. So it's kind of like hesitating. And exactly.
At the time I sent one, I was so nervous because he's like, Well, you can't do that. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, that's why he said, just let me take care of it, because he knows what are the credible companies.
Sure.
And I'm not saying you're not, but
he's
the one more aware of that. He's more aware. He's more,
okay.
He knows about that.
Yeah, of course. You have to do the research, and you kind of have to, even when you hear a name for the first time and everything, you just go online and kind of look up the companies. I completely understand his perspective, and the fact that most banks do run your credit hard inquiries right upon receiving the application, so that's why he was kind of nervous and didn't want you to send stuff. But it's just that I'm sure if he understood a little bit more about us, we've created the system in a way where that people like you guys or other business owners who just want to explore all their options, we make it so there's like nothing to lose. So it's like you can go in, send your app, we give you an answer, but there's no fees, there's no inquiries, there's nothing. So it's not like if you don't like anything that we had to offer and you guys were to leave, you lost nothing. It's not like anything changed. So that's kind of the way our system is set up, which would make him feel more comfortable. But I feel like he just doesn't know that because he doesn't really know who he's dealing with. So whether it was
he's not yet aware. He's not yet well informed. So
sure.
Maybe just give him, he will come home. He will be back. He'll have time Friday afternoon.
Okay. Tomorrow afternoon?
Tomorrow afternoon. Because tomorrow afternoon, he will still work Friday because if something happened. We're really pretty booked this month.
Mm-hmm.
That's how our life goes. Very, very busy.
I know.
So, what will I do? I will talk to him Saturday and discuss, and he will search your company.
Sure.
And then he will let me know if it's
okay to send, yeah.
Do you have work Saturday? You're closed. You're off. You're closed on Saturday, right?
Yes, we do close Saturday and Sunday. That's true.
Okay.
But we'll open again on Monday. We get here about 6 o'clock in the morning. So you guys are in Redding, California. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will let him try to call you Friday afternoon so he can talk to you.
Sure, absolutely.
And then we'll see how it goes. I will give him a background of what you're already saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give him background, and like what you said, the interest will be, you can compete. And so we'll see how it goes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that sounds great. If we can, just get on the phone, just make him feel a little comfortable, just so he knows he's really not risking anything just by sending in the application. And then we'll go from there and just kind of see if we can make something work where you guys will be happy. That's the goal here.
Okay.
All right, sounds good, Melody. No problem. I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay.